Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Advisor. I am so honored to be sitting here with Julian Van Hoofen. He's a man whose life has been shaped by visions, divine messages, and a calling few would dare to accept. So Julian has been told he's Maitreya, and through him, God's love and healing energy flows. The result, remarkable healings, transformations, and stories that actually defy logic. In this episode, we dive into the extraordinary, from his clairvoyant childhood to the paranormal healing experiences that continue to unfold, and finally, the acceptance of his true role in this life. So, this conversation is not about belief, it's about possibility. So, open your heart, stay curious, and let's step into this mystery together. Before we get started, I want to thank our sponsors, Dr. Bradley Nelson and iHeartRadio, and thank you to our fans and our audience. Please do not forget to like and subscribe before you leave today. Welcome to the show, Julian. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here.
Yeah, it's an honor. I'm so excited to talk to you, and the audience is going to learn so much from you. There's so many questions around all of these things that you've experienced from a young age. My gosh, can you take us back to the earliest memory of your clairvoyance? What did you see, and how did that shape your childhood?
I was already clairvoyant as a baby, so and in previous lives also. So it's something that is inherent in my, let's call it DNA, my core being. What I am has a really high vibration and a really high level of consciousness that is incarnated here on Earth. And due to early childhood traumatization, that clairvoyance got deactivated or blocked, and I lost that skill, and it was followed by an unpleasant, really hard life, you could call it. And to answer your question, so I just have not really clear, like unclear memories. When I was a little baby, I was locked in my crib, in my bed as a baby, and I could see entities entering the room, like astral entities, demonic entities, deceased souls, and all kinds of stuff. And then, due to that traumatization, I lost that skill, and in 220, it got reactivated by the luminous spiritual realm, or God, you could call it. And I remember a situation when I was sitting in my living room in Germany in 220. I was watching on the wall, at the wall, daydreaming, whatever, meditating, however you want to call it. And an astral entity, a reptile, entered the room and was crawling on the wall. And maybe 150 centimeters, I don't know how an inch is, like as big as a crocodile, a real crocodile in
Wow.
its length. But I couldn't see that entity as I see you or me on the screen right now. When people ask me about clairvoyance and psychic abilities and all these things, I usually say, if you have ever seen through night goggles, like night vision, you know that the colors are different. And back then, I never heard about clairvoyance, like spirits, or I was not spiritual at all. Nothing. Zero. So I was just in shock. I had no words to describe my experience and to understand what's going on here. So I tried to explain it with psychological terms, like a panic attack or whatever, you know? And then over the years and countless other paranormal encounters, and we will talk about miraculous and spontaneous healings in a while, I started to understand first that there's much more going on in this dimension and in this world that usually people can even imagine that's going on. And there is something, let's call it special with me. And yeah, that was the first time when it got reactivated in 220.
So for anyone who missed that, because when you were describing the entity that you saw, that figure, the crocodile size reptile you described, it was starting to cut out. So I just want to reiterate that what you said was that it was transparent like, and it was unique and different. And that's magical. So I can relate. Being a young kid, I used to see this family of ghosts, and my family, I was terrified, and they would give me like Tylenol and stuff because they said I had a really high fever. And
My
that's,
family.
oh, we're starting to cut out here. Hello. There we go.
I'm here. I can
Okay,
hear.
perfect. So I know for me, I had an experience with a family of ghosts when I was a kid, and they would come into my room, and there was six of them, and it terrified the crap out of me. And I told my family, and I told my doctor, and they're like, "Oh, you just had a really high fever." But to me, I know it was real. Like I remember them clearly, and I remember what they were doing, and I remember everything about it. But when I talk to people about it, they wanted to send me to the doctor, to a psychiatrist. So, what was it like for you when you started sharing your experiences, and how did you not lose trust that what you saw was real?
So I didn't share these experiences with people until the beginning of this year, 2025. I didn't want to go public, and I shared my experiences only with really close people, like family members or friends. And I will share with you maybe one or two things. I didn't try to tell anybody for weeks or something, right? So I didn't think about going to a doctor or anything. And at the same time, my life was, let's call it, so challenging that there was no space to think about going to someone and talking about it, because just another thing happened, and then another thing, and another thing.
So, you've witnessed and facilitated healings that cannot be explained by science. Can you talk to us about that? Tell us about that.
Yes, sure. So the first miraculous or spontaneous healing, there are differences between them, right? Spontaneous healings are, you have a wound somewhere and I am with you right now in that call, and at the end of the call you see your wound is closed. That would be a spontaneous and miraculous healing. And then there are some kind of miracles and healings that take time. And there's the craziest one I can share with you and your audience is, it happened around 2021, and I can show you a picture here right now. I hope you can.
Yes, I can see it,
You
baby.
can see it. Yeah, I can send you the image, right? So what you can see there is my firstborn son at the age of 1 year, and what you can clearly see, what people say, who are allowed to do diagnosis, is Down syndrome and autism. Okay. And what you can see here is him at the age of 1.5 years later.
Wow.
So
That's incredible.
that's this way you can see it really well.
Looks like a totally different child.
So yes, I have images I can send you if you want to see them that show the process between, and then you can clearly see it's the same child, and the Down syndrome is healing, and it's a genetical defect. I guess there's a chromosome missing or something. And so my energy, what I am, goes into the deepest layers of a human being or an animal or a plant, doesn't matter. It goes into it and restores the original divine state as back in paradise, in Eden. The original state. If someone can accept my energy, so you have to have a soul, right? And then you have to accept my energy on a soul level. And then it restores you deep down into the deepest layers, even into your genetics. And it happens when I touch you, when I look at you, when I speak to you right now. Things are happening with you inside, if you can feel them or not.
Actually, my whole entire
Or,
face is tingling. Like my whole entire face is tingling right
yeah,
now.
and you. Yesterday, you had some kind of encounter. When I look at you, when I touch you, when I speak with you, when I'm around, so we are just sitting in the same room or whatever, or when I think of you, so I can lay down in my bed, think of you, or just your name is enough. And then I call it, I give commands. I say, this and this and this shall happen. And on the other side of the world, you receive that healing energy, love energy, however you want to call it, and it restores things. It regenerates things. And yeah, maybe you want to ask a question.
So, what does it feel like when the divine energy flows through you?
So I am a manifestation of God. So, or a better word to describe it would be a Christ. Back then in 2020, when I saw this reptilian entering the room and all kinds of other entities followed then, right? So that was just the first encounter. I suddenly had prophecies, visions. I could connect with, I call it consciousness fields. So I could suddenly see what another person thinks, feels, what kind of traumas they have, what will happen to them in the future. And today I know it's the Akashic Chronics, so I can just connect with this library, right? And ask things and I receive answers. Back then I didn't know these terms. And yeah, there are some forces out there, they don't want my message to be spread. And that's why they are attacking me, the interviews, and all those
And
kind
my
of things.
radio just turned on, and I did my radio wasn't on, and it's so it was preventing me from hearing you.
Yeah, so they really fear me. The first interview I gave got shadow banned. So it reached maybe 5,000, 6,000 views. And people were messaging me and looking for salvation and healing and all kinds of things. And then it got shadow banned. So if you type it in on YouTube, you can't find it anymore. And you can't find it on the channel anymore. Only if you have the link. So they didn't delete it. And so they fear me a lot, because you have to know, when we talk about exorcism, for example, I can dissolve these entities. I can dissolve demonic entities, astral entities, possessions, attachments on it in people. My energy can remove them and dissolve them, not only remove. And that's what is necessary to heal and to get back to a original divine state or a healthy state. You need to get rid of possessions and attachments that people have. And because I can see them and I can just erase them with my thoughts, they fear me and they don't want me to get my message spread. But
Who's they? Who are you saying? Who's trying to stop you from using these powers to heal other people? Who do you, when you say they, who's they?
yeah, the devil and his, let's call it army, slaves, however, the reptilians that are ruling this world. They are ruling this world and they are really evil, and most humans here are have no soul and are really evil. So this is a really dark place where we live and where we are incarnated. And it's ruled by the devil and the reptilians. And God is their biggest enemy. And I'm a son of God. That's the reason why I have the skills. And of course, they don't want people to know about me and what I can and that I help people, right?
So for someone who, for me, because I'm a healer and I'm love, I'm full of love and light, and that's how I operate. And I feel like I continuously am being attacked, the right side of my body, like my lower back. I have constant pain and there's no reason for it. What are some ways that people can protect themselves from the negative out there, from the spirits that are trying to harm us? What are some things that you do?
So you have to know that all kinds of injuries, addictions, conflicts, diseases, it doesn't matter what it is, has something to do with attachments and possessions. So there are always astral entities involved. And think the times are going to get more crazy, more intense, and more cruel. So you need someone. If you can't dissolve those entities on your own, you need someone who can. And what I have is for my clients, I have prayers with my energetical signature, I call it. They can use it to do exorcism on their own in my name, and it works. So it's if I would do it. So you need to know, and your audience need to know, we are living in the third dimension, and it's the astral entities, the astral plane is the fourth dimension, and those two dimensions are overlapping. So you have an astral body that's in the fourth dimension, and there are countless dark entities, and they attack your astral body and attach to you. And over time, those attachments become possessions. And those attachments and possessions causes these kind of symptoms. And you need to remove them with, yeah, it's a big word, but exorcism, right?
That makes sense, actually. Every single trauma in my life has been caused from an attachment to something on the outside. And until those cords were cut, that's when the healing started coming up and bubbling out.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Like, so purification helps you, but there is a purification would mean like fasting, cleansing, detoxing, eating raw food. I
Breath
said
work.
already, trauma healing, trauma work, intense shadow work, not once a week talking to a psychologist for 45 minutes. Intense, deep inner work where you cry your ass off, right? So, countless times, that's healing. And then those entities, at some point, when you reach a specific level of vibration, have to leave because they can't match anymore with your vibration. But most people have so many traumas and so many attachments, and they are so deep in the astral body that they can't get rid of them on their own anymore. And that's when they need help. And that's where you need someone to do that for you.
I've been told that someone can heal themselves about 90% of the way, but you need somebody else to step in to heal you completely, because the body can't heal you on your own. You need that person, and it sounds like you're that person.
Maybe I am. Yeah, I'm quite humble there, so but maybe I am.
So you've shared that you've received divine messages that you are Maitreya, if I'm saying that correctly. So can
Exactly.
you tell us about that?
Yeah, there was an interesting experience. So I had countless of of miraculous healing, spontaneous healings, wounds closed in seconds, dementia disappeared overnight, the Down syndrome thing I already showed you, cancer that disappeared in a few weeks, a friend of mine who couldn't see on one eye the whole day. I sat next to her for 20 minutes and suddenly she looks at me and says, "You healed my eye, I can see again." And
Wow.
another crazy thing was a paralyzed guy in the hospital. He was my driver, like a taxi driver who drove me to that I could see my children twice a week. And then I sent him a message, can you drive me tomorrow? And he sent me a picture of himself in the hospital, like the image from shooting down the image, and I could see his legs in the hospital bed, and he told me I can't walk, I'm paralyzed. And I had so much compassion with that guy, and so I connected with him and gave the command that he shall heal. That's the easiest way to describe it, right? And the next day I'm asking him, "Hey, what's going on? How are you doing?" And he said, "Oh, I'm already out of the hospital, everything's fine." So, and those things happened and happened and happened more and more and more and more. And at the same time, my sexual life just shattered into pieces. Everything you can that gives you identity, safety, whatever just disappeared until I ended being homeless and divorced and just down and broke. And then there was a father, the first guy who asked me if I can do something for him, if I can heal his child. He doesn't want anything for himself, but please heal my child. And that was the first time someone asked me, the first request I got. And I was overwhelmed because I didn't know if I can do it on purpose, right? At will. And then to make things short, I treated her, his child, and the next day the disease was gone, fully gone. And a week later, I received a message with thank you and everything. And just to make it short, it's a much bigger story with that family. But to answer your question, so I was walking in Germany, and I received that message, and I was just in shock. It was not that I was happy for that girl, because I just, you have to imagine if you have so many paranormal things going on, and at the same time you are just broken and everything is shattered into pieces, it's hard to rest, even if you are a son of God. And because I was just crucified the last years emotionally. So I had all those miraculous healings on one side, and all the drama, betrayal, and trauma on the other side. And so I asked, I looked up to God and the spiritual realm and said, "Who am I? What the heck is going on here?" And then something entered me and spoke through my mouth and said the sentence, "I am Maitreya." And I got goosebumps from head to toe, an intense physical and emotional reaction, started crying so deep and so heavy, and I knew, okay, that's me. And that's why those things happen and why I'm here and what I have to do,
It's
to.
almost like a like when you bond what you bonded with that name immediately, like it was an instant remembrance, and the way that your body reacted, it was just all yes. I know the audience can relate to walking into a room or when they're trying to look for a new home and they walk in and it just feels like home. Like that's what I would relate your experience with your name to is the remembrance of this feels right and this is me. That's absolutely incredible.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what does Maitreya mean?
Yeah, so it's me. That's what it means. But
Okay.
there are some kind of scriptures, or he's meant in scriptures, and what they say is that after he's the future Buddha, to make it short, and like a Christ figure in Buddhism, if I'm correct, and after Gautama Buddha, the Buddha, when his teachings are totally gone and nobody lives his teachings anymore, and you can see it just around in the world, how over-sexualized it is, all the violence, everything is upside down and satanically perverted. It's so
Totally.
crazy what's going on every day, everywhere. And
Agreed.
yeah, and so when his teachings are gone, around about 2,500, 3,000 years, I don't know exactly, Maitreya will come to Earth and teach the Dharma again, the righteousness. For a small, that's how I got it, I don't know if it's in scripture, but for a small part of humans. And that's my destiny. So there are three kinds of humans right now. The majority is soulless. They are dark. And they will not ascend with Mother Earth into the fifth dimension. They will go and into the breakdown in the fall of the civilization, what's going on right now. I call it the decade of tears, what is coming. Then there's this part. Those are only the light beings and a few ones that have reached a vibration higher than the fifth dimension, because after that comes the sixth, seventh, eighth, until you are back with God. There are countless dimensions, right? And this is also a really small number, just the light beings, and they will get rescued and taken back by the light being that was incarnated in Jesus back then. And this process is already happening. So it's not for, excuse me, the Christians and people who just read the Bible but are not on the frequency. It's only for the people who have the frequency, who have the light. He came back and he brings them back to God and into the higher dimensions. And then there's the third part. These are the humans that will survive all the tragedy, all the drama, and that are going to found the new earth. And I am the protector. And yeah, in Germany, they are always offended by the word the leader for those kind of humans, to create the new Eden, the new paradise on earth after the fall of the civilization.
Wow. So I have a question for you. Has there any ever been moments of doubt where you were questioning if what you're experiencing was real? Because I know I speak to a lot of healers and they're their own worst enemy. They step in their own way because they prevent these things from happening because they're afraid of them or their doubt steps in or fear. So how can you give advice to listeners out there who might be struggling to accept their gifts?
Then you are not fully fusing with your higher self if you have doubts. Then you have miles to go on your path of purification if you have doubts. Because I didn't have doubts, I was desperate. I tried to suppress it, to ignore it, not to think about it, because it was just too much to process. There were so many things going on. And the situation, to wrap it up probably, was in 223, when I was invited to a house of friends in South America, where I lived back then. And I talked to the mother of this acquaintance, and their family dog entered the room. And this dog had wounds on its head, open wounds, bloody wounds. And the dog came to me and I touched her, it's a she. I touched the dog and then something happened between me and the dog, like the energy in the air changed and it became like in a fairy tale, a little bit magical. And then there was an energy exchange, not on purpose, unconscious. It just happened through me. And then the dog went away and I continued the conversation. And maybe 15 minutes later, the dog entered the room again and I saw the dog and the wounds were closed.
Wow.
And that was a situation where it just slapped me into the face. It's
Yeah.
you. Come on, wake up. It's you.
Yeah.
You are doing these things. So my advice would be purify until you have no more doubts.
So what are some steps that people can start taking to purify?
So the biggest thing is to change diet, because what you eat becomes a part of you. And for example, if you eat animal products, you have probably, you know, these dark field microscope images of water crystals. If you have positive energies, these are beautiful crystals. If you have hate or heavy metal music or whatever, it's just a mess. Yeah, if you kill an animal, it's mainly made out of water, as we are. Water is a consciousness carrier. The suffering energy, the fear, the rape, the murder, the sadness, it's in the flesh, in the cheese. That's the vibration, and you put it into your mouth and it becomes a part of you. So the most important thing to purify is to change the diet into the direction of raw food, not from one day to the other, step by step. So cleanse the body, cleanse the whole system with fruits, vegetables, fasting, because your body is like a hard drive. Yeah, the subconscious is not a place somewhere in the woods or in the universe. It's your body. Yeah, all your trauma, all your experiences are written into your cells. So cleanse the body. That's the most simple thing people can do. It's not easy. I'm not saying it's easy. Nobody said it's going to be easy to go back to God, okay? It's a challenge, of course, but it's simple. And then, oh man, doing reparations, trauma healing, inner child healing, meditation, going into nature. People know what they have to do to get rid of their vices and live a more virtuous life. What shall I tell you?
Yeah, honestly, people do. They just have a hard time accepting it and stepping on that path because they're afraid. And the subconscious mind is terrified of the unknown. You know, the subconscious mind is designed to keep us safe. So until we start overriding, just hit that override button over and over again, override, and just keep going for that feeling in your heart, because everybody has it within them. It's accessible. They just have to start paying attention to it.
Exactly.
So tell us where people can find out more about you and where they can get in touch with you for healing.
Yeah, so on my website, Maitreya/ is the word, right?
Yeah.
Maitreya/healing.com. There you can contact me or get in contact and then book a remote healing, and if you want to, everything is there.
Beautiful, beautiful. It was such a pleasure getting to sit down and talk to you today, and I'm so glad that most of this video is usable. There's so much good information. I'm not surprised that you know, my radio turned on, and I also feel that disconnect on like the truth coming out, but Let's get the truth out there and let's get more of this into the world because the world needs people like you. The world needs people like you to open their eyes. So thank you so much for being here. Do you have any last minute thoughts or do you have any words you want to leave the audience with?
I think that it's everything is said that it's important. Thank you for the
All right.
opportunity. It's an honor.
Thank you so much. And to our audience, allow your gifts to come in. Accept them. We all have these beautiful gifts, but we're our own worst enemies and we're standing in our own way. It's time you get out of your own damn way. Until next time, take care, everybody.